Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. A turning point in Russia's war against Ukraine may lie ahead as from today, Russia is organising referendums in four regions of eastern Ukraine on whether the population there wants to be annexed. The regions in question are mostly led by pro-Russian separatists. The results of these referendums will not be recognised by the international community. Earlier this week, Emmanuel Macron spoke at the United Nations General Assembly and called the votes a travesty. Emmanuel Macron was in Saint-Nazaire yesterday for the opening of France's first offshore wind farm. The president also announced that he intends to go faster than previously planned on commissioning renewable energy projects. He reiterated his objective of installing some 50 offshore wind farms across the country. However, he also stressed that renewable energy alone would not be the solution. According to Macron, nuclear power must be harnessed to meet France's electricity needs, which will see a 40% increase by 2050. The trial concerning the December 2017 accident involving a collision between a bus and a TER train that killed six teenagers in Milas will begin again next week. Yesterday's hearing in Marseille had to be suspended after the bus driver became so unwell that she had to be taken to hospital. During this first week of the trial, the bus driver continued to insist that the level crossing barrier was open, a claim which has been formally dismissed by experts. Japan will finally reopen its doors to foreign tourists. Travel restrictions for visiting the country will be lifted from October 11th. Tokyo closed its borders in 2020 during the COVID-19 crisis. In June, the Japanese government authorized the return of foreign tourists, but only as part of organized trips. And finally to football, and France won against Austria last night in the League of Nations with a final score of 2-0. Next up is a match against Austria on Sunday. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.